the morning on this day of Pentecost. It's such an important day in the church. It's 50 days after Easter. 50 days after we had that glorious celebration, which lasts 7 weeks. And today we have the descending of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is really hard to capture in our imagination. That's why the image that's always given to us is a flame. That's why we have this beautiful altar frontal of the flame of the Holy Spirit touching us all here on earth. So today, may the Spirit descend on each of us. What does that mean? What's that actually going to do to us? There's no point in allowing this Holy Spirit to be a challenge to receive it unless it changes us. There's no point sitting there in church and just listening to the words, singing the words, reciting the words, unless it can actually make a change in us. Change in our minds and a change in our hearts. Otherwise, we're just sitting there listening to some music. We can do that at home. Christians, come and listen to the word of Christ as we heard him today. My peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. He's trying to come. He was there to give us peace. It's not always easy to find peace in this world. It doesn't matter where we are. St. Bart's, New York, London, Paris, Florida. To find peace is really difficult. I'm not talking about the peace and quiet and tranquility. I'm talking about inner peace. We live such busy lives, we don't let the Holy Spirit descend on us and give us that peace. So how should we do that? How should we receive that peace, that Holy Spirit giving us the peace? In the reading today, we had the words from Jesus. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. When he's talking about those commandments, he's not listing the 10 of the Old Testament. He's listing those ones which he speaks about over and over again in the New Testament. I don't have to hear them from someone who's standing up here, because we know those words so well. We hear them every Sunday, but do we act on them? Do we let them change us? And those words are very simple, just three words we have to remember for his commandments. Love thy neighbor. And by loving that neighbor, it's not showing anything other than three key things. It's showing respect for others. It's showing compassion for others. And most importantly, it's showing forgiveness to others. That's what we forget. Respect, compassion, forgiveness. And we can't do that unless we acknowledge differences. We see in society today everybody wanting their own way. Everyone wants to do their own things quickly and in their own manner. They don't acknowledge differences. Differences of colour, gender, politics. We have to acknowledge there are differences. We're not all born the same. But we have to respect those differences. We have to be compassionate about those differences. And the forgiveness is when people have a difference of opinion than us, we cope with that. We don't try and knock them on their heads and change them. We acknowledge that there are differences. We live in such a world today that is so critical of others. Being a Christian means we should not be critical. We should not criticize. We should accept one another. Criticism is the antithesis of being a Christian. Let's not criticize others. We respect, we give compassion, we're willing to forgive. That's the commandment. That's the Holy Spirit descending on us and allowing us to change. That's what today is all about. That's what Pentecost is all about. It's the birthday of the church. It's when the church actually started to exist because we were left alone. We are the change. We have to love our neighbours. Amen.